This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hello, listeners. This is Rodney Brown speaking, and I'm glad to be with you today. Good to bring something from the Bible. Today I want to read from the book of Acts, and chapter 3 and verse 21, the words of Peter as he preaches concerning Jesus Christ. And he says concerning him, whom heaven must receive until the times of restoration of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Whom heaven must receive. We've been thinking of some of the musts of Scripture, and here is a lovely one today. Concerning Christ, it says that heaven must receive him. Christ himself had said in Luke 24 and verse 44 that all things must be fulfilled concerning him. And we thought previously how that all of the Old Testament prophecies concerning Messiah, concerning his person who he was, Emmanuel, God come to be with us, and his name Jesus, and his growing up, his life, and then his sufferings, his death, his burial, his resurrection, all of these things had been prophesied in the Old Testament scriptures, and all were fulfilled to every detail in the person of Jesus Christ. And then, after his resurrection from the dead, there were also other things, other scriptures still to be fulfilled concerning him. He still had to be taken up again. He had to ascend again into heaven from where he had come. And Peter here says that heaven must receive him. We remember that he had come from there. Before he was in the world, he was in heaven. So he would go back there again. We read in Mark chapter 16 and verse 19 that he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And this indeed is also a fulfillment of the Old Testament, because we read in Psalm 110 and verse 1 how that Jehovah said to him to sit at his right hand. Tragically, the world rejected him, and the people said, away with him, away with him, crucify him. That's in John 19 and verse 15. But we know that God the Father, his attitude to him was the opposite. His attitude was to receive him back to where he had come from. And just think of it for a moment. Think of the one who had come from there. We read, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in flesh. God was revealed in true humanity. And here he lived in this world, having been born, having grown up, having served his Father, doing the will of his Father, and doing the will of the Father, what service that was to many other people. And as we read through the gospel records, we read of so much that he did for so many people. Indeed, there were thousands and thousands of people who benefited from the life of Christ, many who benefited in a physical sense, and many who benefited spiritually, eternally. But tragically, the world said no to him. As we think particularly of the Jewish nation, how that as he was presented to his people, they said no, and they said, away with him, we don't want him, crucify him. They said, we will not have this man to reign over us. What a tragedy. He came for their good. He came for their blessing, but they rejected him. And then God the Father received him up again into heaven and gave him the highest position. The most important place in heaven belongs to the Son of God. And that's what God wants for him. God is delighted to exalt him and to give him the highest position of all. And so we can think today of the world's attitude to Christ when he was here, how that they rejected him. We can think today of the Father's attitude to him, how that he has highly exalted him. And then we can ask ourselves the question today, what is my attitude to Christ? Sadly today, so many in the world are in the same condition as the Jews of the first century who rejected him. And there are many today, and they refuse him. They reject the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is a tragedy, because apart from Christ, there is no hope for eternity. If we do not believe in him, and he said himself, if you do not believe in me, if you do not believe that I am, he said, you will die in your sins. And he said, where I am, there you cannot come. And we all have to face eternity. What a tragedy to come into eternity and not to have Christ. But what a blessing to come into eternity with Christ and in Christ. We all need him, because the Bible says we've all sinned, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And we can do nothing to help ourselves. No religion can help us, or a good life of good works and charity and all these things. Nothing can help us to gain eternal life and salvation from our sin, but it's only in Christ himself. He has done all that was required that our sins might be forgiven, and that was why he went to Calvary. There at Calvary's cross, he who himself had no sins took upon himself the sins of others, and he suffered for those sins, and he died for those sins, having taken the judgment himself, and then he rose again from the dead. And after his exaltation into heaven, the gospel was preached. The gospel was preached first of all in the city of Jerusalem, and then it spread throughout the whole region and throughout the various lands of the earth. And how good that it has reached us. It has come to our ears and has come to our eyes and what we can read concerning him. But then, what is our attitude? How good to have the right attitude to Christ and to know that we need him. We cannot save ourselves, but he is the only Savior. Remember that he said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If we ever will be in heaven, if we're ever going to be with God the Father, there's only one way to get there, and the only way is Christ. And Christ invites us to come to himself, and he says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. And there was an old hymn writer who said, I came to Jesus as I was, weary and worn and sad. I found in him a resting place, and he has made me glad. How good that heaven must receive him, and heaven did receive him. And it said concerning the people when he was here in John 1 and 12, to all those who received him, to them gave he the power, the right, to the authority to become the children of God, even to them who believe on his name. Thank you for listening to the message today. If you would like to contact me, you can do it on my email address. It is rodwbrown@gmail.com.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.